East Coast FM's Cope with Hope.
And chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow is May Quaid, and she's back. Hello to you, May.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Well, the big news is that people over 60 are going to get a booster. That seems to be the main headline this morning.
Yeah, I know. If you could believe it all. But anyway, I'll tell you a bit of that. I have something here about the boosters anyway. So if you're 80 and over and have received the COVID-19 vaccine, you'll be offered that by your GP. Now, I rang the GP yesterday and they're not giving me my booster until the 11th of November. In Baltinglass, there's over 300 people over 80 in my doctors. So we have a bit of a wait, Declan, but you look at it, you come
a bit of a wait. And now they're throwing in... Yeah, as you heard last night, which was announced, it's everybody over 60 is getting it now. So, I mean, if that's the date for the people over 80, that's going to be much longer then, I'd imagine, unless they ramp up those vaccination centres again. It's going to be a bit of a long wait for the over 60s.
Exactly. Does that mean you're getting one then if it's over 60s?
Oh, I will, of course. I've a lot. I've a list of things actually that qualifies me.
We all.
Yeah, I've a finger in every pie of getting something.
Declan. But anyway, there you go. So the other thing this week is Let's Get Back campaign. It's a national awareness encouraging the Irish public, young and our elders, to get back to any sport or exercise that they've been involved in. And this has been created by Sport Ireland in partnership with Healthy Ireland. And this program is for people who are, unsure or anxious about returning to their various activities. So information, read this, can be obtained by visiting the website of Sport Ireland and at Healthy Ireland. So hopefully people will get back to some sort of normality, you know, before the Christmas, before they start eating, and then they need it again after Christmas. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah, but the thing is to get out. I mean, do you find a lot of people that you know are getting out now, even though we read in the papers all the time about the figures going up and things, but people want to get out, and especially the very mild weather as well. They want to take advantage.
Exactly. So there you go. We'll see. Hopefully they will take advantage of that and, you know, get out back walking and doing whatever they do. So the other thing I was at, Declan, yesterday was changing the image the media have of older people. It was a Zoom meeting with a consultant as to how our elders are portrayed both in TV ads and in the media in general. People with walking sticks are looking frail. Now, admittedly, some of our generation have health problems, but not most of us are. Most of us are in good health and enjoy the organisations we are involved in and where we volunteer. And this perception has to be rectified. So hopefully that's what's going to happen. It was actually quite funny. They showed us some of the ads with some of the older people in it, and there was two ladies looking into a mobile phone and looking at men, if you don't mind. Now, I don't know what ads is, but we got great crack out of it. And someone said to me, well, what do you think of that? Well, I said, I have a fella anyway, but if he wasn't here, I'd want to see their bank balance before I get involved with anything. Oh, there you go. I'm very old, as you know, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. Some of the ads are pretty insulting. I mean, people are too busy living to get old. That's the end of the story, but nobody seems to say that.
I know. Well, maybe this woman will. Her name was Orlet Carmody, I think, and she's going to...
Oh, yeah, Orlet Carmody. She's married to Gavin, who stood for presidency.
That's right.
That's the guy.
Yes.
He'll kill me for not remembering his name.
I know he'll kill me as well.
It'll come to me in a second.
I know. So there you go. My tip of the week this week is, if possible, insure your mobile phone. I lost my phone down the toilet last Friday. Luckily, I had an old phone and I got my SIM card put into it. So don't put your phone into the back pocket of your jeans if you're wearing them. And it's a disaster waiting to happen. And I really was very bored. I went into the phone shop in Carlo and I thought your man had just taken my phone. Of course, he nearly had a fit. He said, due to restrictions, your phone fell down the toilet. I can't take it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I had to fill in a form. Then some fella comes and collects the phone. And then 2 weeks later, I get a new one. So if you hadn't got an old one, knock it around, you'd have no... I mean, it's amazing. Your whole life is in these flipping things. So anyway, don't put your phone in the back pocket of your jeans or anywhere else. Like
God, I see everybody wearing them, you know what I mean? It's and they put them, just shove them in the back and that's it.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. Oh, I couldn't believe what happened. And I got the most beautiful coloured pictures on it when it came out of the loo, which wasn't working anyway, so there you go. So nice. I had a bit of a disaster, and I got my new car, by the way.
And very good.
I'm in Wicklow as we speak, and I spent half the time driving over from Bolton Glass looking for the windscreen wiper on the back of it. And then I got the book out. Of course, it never occurred to me to read the book beforehand. And there's no windscreen wiper on the back window. I thought, you absolute idiot. And that's all I am. Yeah. But anyway, there you go.
So you were looking for a windscreen wiper that didn't exist. Right, fair enough.
So there you go.
All right, May.
The rest of it anyway. Okay,
and good to talk to you. Just one thing, by the way. Just one thing. It's Gavin Duffy. His name just came to me. Gavin Duffy.
Gavin Duffy. That's it. Yeah. You're dead right. Or it'll kill us now that we didn't remember that name. But so there we go.
All right. Good to talk to you. Next week.
Talk to you
after
next
the bank holiday.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, bye.
That's May Quaid there, chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow. So if you've got a view on these boosters over 60, do let us know. That came up in the news today for people who are over 60 to get that.